Shavua Tov. Okay, we're about to start Slichos, which is on some level a kickoff, a start for Rosh Hashanah. We already had Elul, we already had two weeks plus of preparing, and we're going to continue with the month of Elul and all the special Kedusha that comes in with Elul, but now we turn it up a notch. And we start with Slichos. And what are we going to end with? We're going to end with Yom Kippur. So we have to try to think for a moment exactly what are we trying to do? What are we trying to do? What are we trying to shoot for? What's our goal? To try to get into a certain mode, a certain way of thinking. And then hopefully with that, allow us to enable us to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. For what's about to come. Well, I've said this a few times. One of the exciting parts of teaching here in Eishet Torah is I get all these fascinating questions that I don't know the answers to. And then I have to go ahead and start fishing around and figuring out how to go ahead and answer the questions that come my way. So there's a question that was asked by maybe John Gaynor and Jay Jolson. And they both asked it separately, then I found out that the questions, it seemed to me already, they were so similar that I figured out that they planned it together. I'll mention the question in a moment, and hopefully the answer, and hopefully that will get us on a certain path to understanding what we're trying to do over here. The Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah a very interesting thing. It says, V'amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Gemara Tazayin Amid Beis, 16b, Ein danin es ha'adam elo fi maisav. Hashem judges a person according to his ways, shal oso shah, of that moment. Meaning, on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem's going to look at us and he's going to say, Rasman, you're like this. You seem to be like this, and that my judgment is going to be based on that. If I'm really good on Rosh Hashanah, my judgment is going to be based on the fact that I'm really good right now. Shenemar ki sham elokim al kol anar basher hu sham. Learned that from Yishmael, that Hashem judged Yishmael, even though ultimately maybe he would have been bad, but at that moment when he judged Yishmael basher hu sham, the way he is right now, the way he is in that specific situation, that's the way that Hashem judges. And the same thing happens to us in Rosh Hashanah. If we decide in Rosh Hashanah that, wow, you know, we're going to be great, we're going to learn, we're going to be better, we're going to do mitzvahs with better sensitivities, with more simcha, we're going to be nice to other people, no more lashon hara, no more sinas chinam, we're just in a great spot. Hashem will say, wow, look at you, you're awesome. Give you great judgment. Now, the next day, you know, it's not going to be so easy. We're talking on the phone and the guy is speaking lashon hara and it's really getting exciting. But that doesn't matter, because on Rosh Hashanah, if we are able to decide that that's who we are, and that's where we want to be, that's good. Now the question that they asked was that we know that doesn't work for tshuva. For tshuva, when a person wants to repent, one of the halachas is you have to have kabbalah al atid. You have to accept for the future, you're not going to do this thing anymore. So now, if you're going to say, well, I am never going to speak lashon hara again, I never. It's a joke. The next day you know you're going to speak lashon hara. Next day you have a meeting. You have, you know, the weekly lashon hara meeting that you always go to. So that next day you're about to go. So you know you're going. So what does it mean? I say, I'm not going to do it. That doesn't work. So on one hand, in the world of tshuva, you have to be sincere. It has to be very real. On the other hand, when it comes to the judgment of Rosh Hashanah, it has to be sincere. But even though it's maybe crazy to go ahead and accept that upon yourself because you know it's not going to work out, Hashem still judges you in that state, in that mode, and judges you favorably at that moment. So how do those two things work together? So the answer that came across is as follows. We have to take a step back for a moment and appreciate what is Rosh Hashanah. We say in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Harat Olam. It's the birthday of the world. Birthday of the world. Adam Arishon was created. Things are ready to get going. The month of Tishrei, that was the birthday of Adam Arishon. So it's the birthday of the world. The problem is that these three words, Yom Harat Olam, is based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Harat does not mean birth. Harat means pregnancy. It really means pregnancy la'olam forever. But The rabbis kind of use that term to say over here, it's the birthday of the world. The Vudram says, what's going on over here? This doesn't make any sense. So what's the idea? So I saw a very beautiful answer from Chatzko Weinfeld. He said as follows. He said, there's actually machlokas in the Gemara. When was the world created? Was it created in the month of Nisan? Or was it created in the month of Tishrei? Discussion in the Gemara. And Tosfos in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph 17a says that the Paitan, the one who set up the Tfilos, he held, the burger's here, he held both. He held that in Tishrei, it was Ola Al Das, in Hashem's Machshava, his plan to create the world. But actually, it was only created in the month of Nisan. The plan to create the world was in the month of Tishrei, and the actual creation of the world was only later on in the month of Nisan. Okay? Says the Vilna Gaon, there's another idea that we see about planning, Hashem's plan, and Hashem actualizing something, and that was in the very beginning of Parshas Bereishis, Rashi brings down, that originally Hashem planned to create the world with Midas Hadin, judgment, very strict. No room for anything. This is the way it has to be, and that's it. And then Hashem said, well, I see that the world cannot be created that way. And therefore, it was created with Midas HaRachamim, with Rachmanus, with pity, with compassion. Originally, the plan was like this. Hashem said, it can't exist this way, and it went into the realm of compassion. Now, what does that mean? Hashem like changed his mind. He like reviewed the situation and said, you know, it doesn't work this way. No, Hashem knew what it was going to be. But really, what it's teaching us is as follows. Sometimes when you plan, when you think about what's going to be, you have to try to plan in the most perfect way. Now, everything is going to be exactly the way it's supposed to be. Then, you have to realize what was practical, though. Is it practical to hold everyone accountable to every little thing and that's it? No, it's not practical. So therefore, in the creation of the world, it came with Midas HaRachamim. But in the planning, you always try to think in the perfect, perfect way. If everything would go right, this is the way it should be. Midas Hadin, in the way of judgment. And that's why the Vilna Gaon says that Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. Because it was in Tishrei that Hashem was planning the world. Hashem was saying it has to be this way. And that in the planning steps, it's with Midas Hadin. Very exact, measurable, this is the way it has to be. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah, we're judged in that way, exactly, how it's supposed to be and the way it's supposed to be. Came to fruition only in the month of Tishrei. Hashem has a little bit of Rachmanis on us. We mess up, He lets it go, He gives us some time to repent. It's not as intense as the ideal way it's supposed to be. So Yom Haras Olam means that the world was pregnant. Meaning, it was about to be born. It was in the stage before where Hashem was planning and setting it up for the world to be created. That is when Rosh Hashanah falls out. In the planning realm. Now, when we go ahead and we plan, and we say, my year is going to be like this. I don't want to be like I was. I want to be like this. I want to act this way. I want to speak this way. I want to act towards others. In this way, I want to give more tzedakah, I want to wear my tzitzis even more than I did in the past. I'm thinking, I'm planning. That fits very much into Rosh Hashanah, which was the time, the realm, when Hashem was planning. And therefore Hashem says, I am going to judge you in this state because of your planning state. This is where you want to be, that's how I'm going to judge you. That's the judgment of Rosh Hashanah during the month of Tishrei when Hashem was planning. And so too, when we plan, Hashem says, that's how I'm going to go ahead and judge you. So when we're saying slichos now, and we're starting to check our ways in a more intense way, you know, over Elul, we weren't doing, there was nothing really to do. We said, we heard the shofar, the David Hashem, Ori V'ish, but now we're like saying something. We're like saying sorry. We're thinking about it a little bit more specifically. What are we shooting for? We're shooting for the stars and higher. Think big. Think, I could be perfect. I can wear my tzitzis all the time, even when it's a little bit hot, it might be uncomfortable. I can wear my tefillin a little bit longer. I could daven with more kavana. I could daven with perfect kavana. I can never say lashon hara. I can never say lashon hara. That's where I want to be. That's where I feel. That's my plan. That is my plan. Think big. Unfortunately, we don't, but I can't, and I can't, and I can't, and it's going to be, I'm going to be embarrassed in front of my friends if that happens, so we self-impose all of these restrictions, all of these low ceilings, that we're not even shooting for anything high. Forget about actualizing anything big. So now we're planning for Rosh Hashanah, we should be planning for the ideal. We could be perfect. We could get rid of everything. And that, in a sense, is tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah starts off his famous sefer, Shari Tshuva, Gates of Repentance. Everyone should try to learn it a little bit over Elul, if not finish the entire thing. But at least in the beginning, at least the first letter, let's learn it together. He starts off, he says, Min HaTovos. It's from the goodness, it's from the presence that Hashem gives us. Asher Heitev Hashem Yisbarach Bruav. He gave us health, He gave us good food, He gave us flowers, He gave us a beautiful sky, He also gave us tshuva. Hashem gave us the way and the means to get out of our evil ways. And it can happen. That's what it's about. Hashem gave us this present to wipe ourselves clean. It's there. And in the Yesod HaTshuva, which is in the back of the Shari Tshuva, he starts off as follows. He says that a person is going to go ahead and say, I can't do that. I can't repent. Every day I do the same thing. I look at the bad thing. I speak in a bad way. Every day, how am I going to get out of this thing? It's impossible. I don't have any merit. He says, don't think that. That's the Yetzer Hara. He's trying to mess you up. Rak Yashov, ki kein midas habor yisbarach. This is what Hashem gave you. Yadu pshut l'kabel shavim. Hashem's hand is outreach, saying, just come here, buddy. Right here. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to clean you clean. That's what we're supposed to be thinking. We can become perfect. We messed up. We might continue to mess up. But we have to think, we can become perfect. That should be our machshava. We could do tshuva 100%. We are going to walk out of Yom Kippur 100% clean. The best mikvah in the entire world. One of the guys mentioned that he went to a certain mikvah. He heard it was a good mikvah. The best mikvah in the world is Yom Kippur. You go in there, you come out perfectly clean. And you don't even need a towel. It's awesome. That's how we're going to walk out of Yom Kippur. That's what we got to think. We are going to be perfect. We are all going to walk out perfect. That's what we got to think. And that's the plan. And then Hashem looks at us on Rosh Hashanah, and He says, well, what's going through Rasman's head right now? You know what's going through his head? It's going that he wants to be perfect. He never wants to speak Lashon Hara. He always wants to wear his tzitzis. He wants to wear his tefillin all day long. He wants to go ahead and never have a bad thought. He wants to go ahead and be nice to everyone. That's what I want. I want to learn Torah. I want to finish Shas. I want all of that. That's what I want. Hashem says, well, that's what you want? You got it. Okay. The next day after Rosh Hashanah, I might not be as good as that. Okay. That's part of the rachamim. That's part of the compassion that Hashem has, that we have to try to make an actual plan to try to become that. But we have to first think about what it's like to be perfect. You have to dream. Dream big. That's what tshuva is all about. You can become perfect. And I saw an incredible idea. Right after Yom Kippur, we said al chetz in the Shmon Esrei, in the Chazar Sashatz, at Mariv, and then we again at Shachris, and then at Musaf, and at Mincha, and at Ne'ilah. Before Yom Kippur, we did one. We have all the slichos that we're going to say now, the Hashamnu, Bagadnu's. It's a lot of saying sorry, right? So you come out of Yom Kippur, the best mikvah in the whole wide world, you're totally perfect, you're like an angel, we'll speak about that as we get closer to Yom Kippur. And what do? You start Shmona Esrei of Mariv, you're already starving, you're ready to move now, right? And you say, Slach lanu v'inu ki chatanu Hashem, I'm really sorry for I sinned. You sinned? How in the world did you sin? You just finished Yom Kippur, what did you do? What could you have done between the finishing of Ne'ilah and now? What? Even that Shema is probably the one that you say the most kavana with in the entire world. What could you have done wrong? And now he's saying, I'm sorry. So it's brought down from Simcha Bunami Peshischa. He says that you're saying sorry because you don't really believe that you could become totally forgiven. That's our problem. We went through that whole thing, that incredible, intense, beautiful Yom Kippur. Whoever has davened here in the past knows what it's like over here. You can't even explain it. You feel like you're in a different world. It's absolutely amazing. And you come out, you actually feel totally clean. But do you believe that you are totally clean? It's as if today you were born and you get a fresh start. We don't really believe that. And that lacking of belief in the tshuva process is what we have to go ahead and then say sorry for. So as we prepare now for Rosh Hashanah, we should think big. We should think what it's like to be perfect. Okay, we have to have practical steps in place to get there. But we have to think and dream the way it could be, and then doing tshuva, we're able to get it. We're able to get there. Just be sincere. Your desire is what counts, and that is what Hashem is going to judge us on Rosh Hashanah. It's true that in the tshuva process, as those two distinguished gentlemen pointed out, it doesn't work to have insincere Kabbalah ala Asid. It has to be real. But for the judgment on Rosh Hashanah, it just has to be what you think is ideal and what you want. We're judged for our she'ifos, for our desires in Rosh Hashanah. And Be'ezus Hashem, as we start right now with the slichos, you should all be zocha to dream big, want a lot, and then Hashem will help us out with His hand. He'll pull us in, totally be mitar us, clean us from all our bad ways, and allow us to become as big as we want to be. Shavua Tov.